This is the Healthcare Practice and Consultants Podcast, brought to you by the law firm of Michael V. Favia and Associates in Chicago. The Favia Law Firm serves healthcare industry practitioners with professional licensing and professional regulation issues. In this podcast, we cover all kinds of topics related to the law and business of healthcare practice. Today's featured guest is Mr. John Bertagni, president of Aptis Exchange, who joins us to talk about the merger, purchase, and sale of dental practices.
Hey, Nick, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Well, good morning, John. I'm glad that we have you on the program today. We're going to talk all about the purchase and sale of dental practices, something that people either know quite a bit about or nothing at all about. And just to start us off, this is a new and developing opportunity for dental practitioners who are considering expanding and or winding down their practice.
Yeah, you know, Nick, it's an interesting state of affairs right now in healthcare in general, but especially in transitioning and selling and buying the practices. We've seen it for many years that it's been they would sell it to a peer and they would get on in their practice and then they would have an associate and they would sell to that associate or someone right out of school. Now we had the advent of Wall Street and big banks and private equity and family offices. So it's a whole different world that that we're trying to help educate not only the buyers but the sellers and let people know what the rules of engagement should look like moving forward.
All right. So these big banks, private equity firms, investors may not be dentists.
Yeah. So this is a topic that Michael and I have talked about multiple times, Michael Favia, and the industry as a whole. This whole mindset of mergers and acquisitions and Wall Street groups and dental entrepreneurs growing their businesses through acquisitions and buying, and now they're speaking of dental practices as assets, Nick, which is really interesting, as opposed to a dental practice or a family practice. So, and dentists are now starting to use terms such as EBITDA, which, you know, to you and I, that's profits, but, you know, that's they're using technical acumen that big banks are using to value businesses. So everyone wants to dip their toe in the water of this world, but no one knows how deep the water actually is. And that's the scary part when people are trying to buy things in the marketplace today, and they're also trying to sell things in the marketplace today. The advisory groups and understanding what this means down the road is what we're trying to help educate. And when we look at that, it's really important that people understand what the foundation of a business is to sell and what the foundation of a business is to grow and what that means down the line whether it's an individual, a big bank, or a DSO, dental service organization. So there's a lot of compliance issues that Michael talks about. There's a lot of insurance issues. And it's our hopes that everyone takes the high road through this, this time of consolidation that we're seeing in healthcare, especially dental.
So what exactly does Aptis Exchange do in that, let's say I'm someone who's considering selling my practice. I know that someone I, you know, maybe worked for me first 10 years of their practice has gone on and they've, you know, built and done something, but I might, you know, I always thought that I was going to sell to that guy down the road, but now I've got some other opportunities and other people who are maybe telling me that my practice is potentially worth more than I thought. And how we normally valued a book of business and considered goodwill, customer base, and everything else that went into what our practice is worth, I feel like the new information that may be coming out may find that we've been undervaluing ourselves.
Yeah, undervaluate. It's a great question, Nick, and thank you for that. What Aptus is, you know, we call ourselves a 47-year-old startup, okay? And the reason we say that is, you know, Aptus is a point of connection between Henschen Consulting and Progressive Management, which are two longstanding firms in consulting, dental consulting, and also dental transitions. We've duly rebranded our company as Aptus, which means connection in Latin. And it's through relationships like yours and also our friend Michael Favia that we can broadcast a clear and strong message in order to continue to connect and collide with the healthcare community to help educate them on these points of what's happening in the industry as a whole. And really to bring about their homes and hopes and dreams for what's going to happen in the next stage of their life and to continue on the legacy of their practice or to transition the legacy of their practice. So what we do is, you know, our favorite line is, how can we help you? And that really stems from, you know, do they need practice consulting for today to help sustain their practice or grow their practice? Do they need help in a transition that's 3 to 4 years down the line to maximize the economics of their business that they've built over a 20-year, 30-year, 40-year time frame that they do want to transition? And then ultimately it is the transitioning of their assets. And, you know, we always say we like to bring a shark tank of buyers and the buyer pool to the table. Obviously, that increases the economic value for the seller. And we bring a single buyer. We bring a husband and a wife. We'll bring a DSO, a dental service organization. And we've been known to bring private equity and family offices to the table that want to get into this world of consolidation of the dental community. And it's our hopes and what we do for our clients that we make it smooth. We make them understand the process through communication. And we, if the dentist wants to stay on, we build a employment contract that's equitable for both sides, fair for both sides. And we also maximize the economic gain for themselves and the family for the practice and the asset that they've built over their career. So, you know, we're doing a lot for the industry. We're seeing some results that are staggering to the community. Over the last 10 transactions that we've done, if we look at what the ADA, American Dental Association, essentially in the past has seen dental transactions go for, it's about, you know, 68-72% of collections, prior year collections. If we go against what that percentage is, and we've seen things transacted 181%, 119%, but over the last 10 transactions, we've seen an economic gain of over $5 million to our clients of a delta from that 68-72% of collection ratio. So we're proud of what we're doing. We are educating our clients. We're educating the community. And I think we're actually educating banks and strategic buyers by how we're valuing and forecasting and pro forma based valuations.
So much to take in there. I could tell you one thing that I can tell you from the consumer perspective of, you know, dental practice and going to my dental office is the technology they're using today, the advances in how quickly and easily they can do fillings, cleanings, basically everything, all your dental services you'd never need. The delivery is quicker and easier, more frequent. There's co-op opportunities if your insurance doesn't cover everything. You can pay $5 into something you know, they have these all these different plans that really open the door to being able to serve more people. And with technology and scheduling, it seems like more people are getting served more quickly and more frequently, and more offices are popping up. So that then begs the question that a lot of folks have is, what happens if I grow too quickly, too big? You know, maybe I do a really good marketing or advertising campaign, and now I've got more clients than I can possibly deal with. My doors are not big enough. I need more warm bodies and more dentists and dental hygienists to come and work. So now we're having these growth opportunities, which I think scared a lot of people off. But now there are so many more people who seem ready to jump in and assist with that, and that's where we might see my office is growing, your office is growing, let's merge, let's find these other people, and all of a sudden you're into something you never expected. And I think that that seems to be something that's more feasible in a transition today than ever has been possible before.
That's such a great point, and such a great digestion on your part. You know, Michael Aaron Rios, the owner of Aptis, and I talk at length about ecosystem dentistry. And what we mean by that is, why don't we have a consolidation of practices with a single software system, with an endodontist in-house, an oral surgeon, pedo, perio, ortho, prosto, all in one eco center, which then brings the delivery to the patient much more readily. They don't have to sign consent forms for each individual specialty market, and the access to care is there. But you're absolutely right. It's this opportunity of fragmentation that medical saw 30 years ago, and someone had an aha moment and said, hey, let's consolidate this. Now, in that world, it was hospitals that did this, right? And then obviously big banks behind hospitals. We're seeing that same piece, you know, 150,000 individual practices, of which, depending on who you talk to, 20% of them are consolidated thus far. So that leaves us a lot of mom and pop businesses still out there to consolidate or to build an ecosystem. It's why Wall Street is coming to Main Street, and you hear that term. You know, my hopes, and I've seen it over the last 10 years, is people are building group organization or ecosystem businesses that do provide access to care and proper patient care. It used to just be get the people through the doors to get profits. That's where healthcare went wrong, but we're seeing a lot of great service organizations, dental organizations, and even Wall Street-backed businesses that are really putting the patients first, and they're really rising to the top. There's always going to be profit, but we also have to make sure we put the patients first, and that's
absolutely
what we help. Yeah, Nick, I mean, here's the reality. We get calls all the time from buyers to look at our assets, to look at our dental practices that we have for sale. You know, it's our job for our clients to say, no way are we going to allow this person to look under your hood to see what you guys are doing from a business standpoint. They're out,
right?
Because we know who they are. So we help vet the process for our clients and find the best of the best, the creme de la creme, that want to assimilate with our clients. And that's really, you know, the true marriage and the true lasting marriage that we hope for our clients and that we're getting with our clients.
Now, here's a question. I have a question from another perspective of small dental practitioner, the mom and pop shop, the one down the street, in the small area that is starting to grow and grow and grow, and you know, you may have built your practice, a small one, on, we're different because we're just this one shop. We know everyone. We're involved in your church. We go to the Chamber of Commerce. Everyone knows us. Everyone's come here for years. We don't want to grow. We don't want to become a part of a consolidated thing, but we're concerned that these new shops moving into town might undercut us. Do we feel threatened? How can Aptis help that guy?
Great question. You know, I mean, we have medical offices that are still standalone, internal medicine practices, derm practices, et cetera, that have said, I'm not going to consolidate. I'm going to be myself. And the same goes for dental practices. I mean, we do not only sell to big business, big box stores, if you will, right? We do sell to, transact to peer-to-peer, dentist-to-dentist. And in that process, that individual that wants to stay, the mom and pop and the patient care and not be garnered by KPIs and production numbers. They just want to do what they've done in that community for years and years. It's our hopes that we could help them understand what the others are doing and help them get their fees correct, get insurance reimbursement correct and in line with everyone else, get their supplies and labs, help them understand what big business is doing, but bring it to their practice. We're not going to say that, they're going to be able to compete dollar for dollar for what they buy supplies for, but we can help them understand how to think like a big business. And by the way, those big offices, they should, and they have every right to have buying power because they have multiple locations. It's just like Wall Street that came in and took out Ace, that Ace at one point took out, John Smith's hardware store. They all have their own entities, and everyone goes to a Walmart, everyone goes to an Ace, and everyone still goes to that mom and pop. They all have their distinct foundation in the communities. But we have to help.
It's something so true that because every different professional in the marketplace has their own brand, there is a customer base that is looking for that brand, and there is always going to be someone who wants the latest. My dental place, they send text messages to confirm appointments, all sorts of different things. Some people might not like that. They want something else, a different experience. But the point is, there's always business for everyone out there. There's business for all. We just have to be set up correctly to receive it. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities that you've demonstrated here where, again, what's going on the greater scale can apply to the big offices and the small offices. So it sounds like Aptis Exchange can really help everyone. Let's talk a little bit about the mastermind networks. Talk a little bit, please, about what those are, how frequent they are, who goes to those, and what opportunities that might be, because one of the things that you've really driven home on our conversation today is educating your consumers and educating your dentists.
Yeah, thank you. We're really proud of the Mastermind series that we have for dentists, and really it's an open forum. In fact, we put the tables in a manner where everyone sees one another in a circle or in a square. So communication is face to face. And we feel that's important because that's what they're doing every day to their community members and their patients. And that's what we want to do for our clients and even people that are not our clients. We have people that come to our Mastermind series that have never engaged with us. They just want content of information. And it's an open forum system. We've had this for decades. Bruce Lowry started it years and years ago. And we have to pay deference for what he's done for the dental community of Chicago and beyond, because that education base is what has built not only an IQ of dentists in Chicago, but it's also expanded to others. And what we would like to see is this Mastermind series being open even from video conferencing or something along those lines, so people can tune in while we're doing it live, and we can get questions and answers throughout the series and those events. We have them about once a quarter, and we also backfill them as needed as we get content and feedback from our clients and attendees. So, you know, Michael, Fabia, last one, I'll give you some content that we had at the last session. He talked about opiate use and liability on that front. We talked about the state of banking and what banks look for for a buyer and a seller. And we talked about financial planning associated with the selling of a practice in advance. And we also talked about just the state of the union, kind of what we're talking about right now, of what's happening in the marketplace. What was really interesting, Nick, we had strategic buyers there, some smaller strategic buyers that had a couple of locations, and some that had, you know, 30, 40 locations. So they're in the same room as buyers and sellers, and they're able to give their differentiating feature and to say, well, hang on a second. We're not this big bad person. We do it this way. So that's what we want in the community as a whole, for everyone to understand the real essence of, you know, who some of these buyers are, who some of these sellers are, how they say they should plan. Hey, if you're going to sell, this is what we're looking for. You know, hire Aptis. They could help you get that way. So it's just a great, informative, fun evening. And, you know, we have a structure, but it's loose because we want interaction. I would say
it's a good atmosphere.
Of the 40 people we had at the last one, I think everyone spoke. You've been to, it's pretty great.
The one I attended it was all sorts of people talking. The one guy talking about money is really affordable right now. If you are going to expand, different things like that. I mean, all approaches to the practice management, you know, of dental practice. So I enjoyed it. It was a fun evening, and I really recommend anyone who has the opportunity to go check that out. I mean, especially if, you know, you're someone who is looking to invest in into a consolidated practice or a individual practice, but, you know, who knew that was an option?
Correct. And we do consultation on how to set up legal entities, the do's and the don'ts, the mishaps to avoid in multi-practice ownership. So, you know, we have a broad stroke. We have people that have focused on pedo practices, GP practices, insurance coding, compliance, in addition to, you know, creating a proper patient experience. And those are just some of the topics that come up in the Mastermind series and from our consulting base.
If you would like more information about the purchase and sale of dental practices and advisory services, Aptis can be reached at area code 312-275-2000, as well by email at info@aptus.ae, spelled APTUS.ae, or on their website at aptusexchange.com. This is an episode of the Healthcare Practice and Consultants Podcast, brought to you by the law firm of Michael V. Favia and Associates in Chicago, available at 773-631-4580.